Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And if you see yourself as a loser, as a failure, as sick, if you see yourself dying, and yet you're praying for healing, you're going to die. As you see you things in your heart, as a man thinks in his heart, that's the way it's going to be. And the problem has been we haven't seen what God has done. We think that God could set us free, but He hasn't. What you've got to begin to recognize is that in your spirit, you are as free as you can possibly get. God has already placed this power on the inside. You have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead here. God has anticipated every problem you'll ever have, and it's already on the inside of you. And all you got to do is renew your mind. Your mind is like a valve, like a spigot on a water tap. You got that water right there piped into your house, but it's not going to come out that thing until you turn that valve and release it. You've got this life of God on the inside of you, but until you renew your mind and get to where you see yourself healed, see yourself already blessed, it's not going to flow through you until you get your soul in line, and then it'll flow into your physical body. Man, that's powerful. But it is, I still fight, but now I don't fight God. I fight my doubts. I fight the devil. I fight the temptation to doubt. And I just rest in the fact that God, you're a good God. And you know, there's some battles that I lose. There's people that I've prayed for who I know God provided healing for them, and for whatever reason, and I don't understand it, they went ahead and died. And I don't have it all figured out, but I know that it wasn't God that killed them. I know it wasn't God who failed to move. God, by grace, had already provided it, and somewhere we just failed to respond properly. And you don't know what's going on the inside of people. One time I had a guy who was on his deathbed. He had been in the hospital for 6 days. They said he wouldn't live. And finally he just kept living. And they allowed him to rent an ambulance and come home. So his wife called me and put the phone up next to his mouth because he couldn't even hold a phone. And he was just whispering, and he told me the situation. And he says, "They say I'll be dead in 24 hours. And I said, "Don't you dare die till I get there." And so I went over to his house, and for every day or every other day for about 3 or 4 months, I just started pumping the word into him and telling him, "You are not going to die. You're going to live." And I started building him up with faith. And I mean, he got to where he couldn't even hold a phone up. He was up walking and driving and eating. He had a cancer, and he was getting better and stronger, and everything was going good. And one day I was on the way over to his house, and the Lord just spoke to me and said, "He's give up. He quit." And at first I thought, well, I'm not accepting that. I'm not going to let him quit. And then I just got to thinking. I said, "Lord, is this you?" And I wasn't sure. So instead of me going in and just telling him what he was going to believe, I went in and just started asking questions. "So where are you today? Where are you? How are you feeling? What's going on?" And I didn't tell him. I let him tell me. And he told me, he says, "You know what? I've just quit." He says, I know I'm getting better, but it's a fight." And he was 60 or 70 years old. And he says, "I'm ready to go. I just want to get out of here. I want to go to be with the Lord." And so I told his wife, I said, "God spoke to me that your husband's just quit." And I said, "You can either sit there and try and force him to believe and get healed, which isn't going to happen because he has more authority over himself than you do. Or you could just enjoy your last days together and have a good time." And she rebuked me and said, "That's not of God." And told me that, "Man, you aren't welcome back if you're going to speak unbelief." So I just quit saying anything. I went back. Anyway, he died in just a very short period of time. And did you know after his funeral, they read in his diary, and on that date, he wrote down, "I quit." And he says, "Nobody else will understand it, so I'm still going to say that I'm healed. I'm still going to confess it. By his stripes, I'm healed. I'm going to talk about it, but says in my heart, I'm ready to go." And he wrote all of this down. You don't always know what's going on in a person's heart.
That's right. That's right.
And so it's hard for us to sit there and judge and say why it didn't work for this person. You aren't God and you don't know. But I can tell you this based on the Word of God, that God's grace is for every person to be set free, delivered, healed. Somebody says, well, if that's so, then how are we going to die? You don't have to die sick. Just go to bed and don't get up. Amen. Just be like Jesus and give up the ghost. This whole concept that you have to somehow or another die with some terrible disease is a demonic thing. Moses just went up unto Mount Nebo. He was 120 years old and then he climbed a mountain. Amen. And he just walked up there and never came down. 120 years old, still pretty healthy. You don't have to die sick. You know, Kenneth Hagin always confessed that he wouldn't die sick. And he died, actually. And his family revived him and put him on life support. And they kept him alive for, I think, either 6 or 7 days. But he was gone. They just had his body artificially pumping stuff. And finally, they said he's brain dead and they let him go. And some people would say, well, he struggled for a week. No, he died. And just medicine artificially kept him alive. But he died just like he said he would. He was doing fine. A friend of mine went over and saw him that night and brought him some food and talked to him. And his mind was healthy and everything was fine. And he just died. You do not have to die sick. I tell you, some of the weird thinking that we've got. We think we got to get old and decrepit. Until Moses was 120 and he was still strong, well, then you know what? If Moses could do that under an inferior covenant, I can do it. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to see good. I'm still going to be of a sound mind, and I'm going to do what God tells me to do. And when it's time for me to go, I'm gone. You don't have to get sick. You don't have to do all this. It's amazing, the thinking that we come up with. So anyway, God by grace has provided everything, and all you got to do is by faith, just respond. Appropriate what God has already provided by grace. It's that simple. And this is the reason that you've got to renew your mind, because most people don't know what God has provided. Most people don't understand that healing, God wants you well just as much as He wants you forgiven of sin. God would no more want you to be sick than He'd want you to commit adultery. He died for your healing just as much as He died for your forgiveness of sins. 2 Corinthians 8:9, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you, through His poverty, might be made rich. Financial prosperity is just as much a part of what Jesus died to do as forgiveness of sins. He doesn't want you to be poor any more than He wants you to go out and murder or steal. Thank you for that one amen. See, most people just, oh no, salvation is about forgiveness of sins and these other things are add-ons and they're just extras for just a few people. No, Jesus by grace has provided healing, deliverance, prosperity, salvation, all of these things for every single person. And if you aren't experiencing it, it's not God who hasn't given, it's you that hasn't received. You may be trying to force Him to heal you instead of just receiving what He's already done. Big difference. Man, I tell you, I've said a mouthful tonight. I've said a lot. I just pray that God helps you to understand this. You know, when it comes to certain things, like if it was healing, I could take scriptures, and for anybody who says they believe the Bible, I could back you into a corner and I could show you scriptures that you would just have to intellectually say, all right, I see it, that by His stripes we were healed. If it was prosperity, I can show you that He became poor so that you through His poverty might be made rich. I could argue you into that, and you may still not embrace it, but you would have, if you were going to be honest, you would have to say, all right, I see it. But you know what I'm talking about here? It's so contrary to the way people think. I can't argue anybody into this. It takes a revelation from the Holy Spirit to get what I'm talking about, because this just doesn't compute. It doesn't make sense that I've got something that I can't see or feel. But it's true according to the Word. And I just can't make people see this. I quit arguing a long time ago. You just need a revelation from the Holy Spirit. And let me also say that this is why the baptism of the Holy Spirit is so important. It's one of the reasons that I stress at every single one of our meetings about people receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. Because there's many things that happen, but one thing is that when you receive the Holy Spirit is sent to lead you into all truth and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever Jesus spoke to you. John 14:26. He is sent to reveal. The Holy Spirit is the one who wrote the Bible. And He will interpret it to you. And the Holy Spirit, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, one of the benefits is your revelation, your understanding just goes through the roof. And if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues, you will never comprehend, embrace, and live in what I've talked about tonight. It'll leave you. Even if you see it tonight, you won't be able to recall it. You won't be able to walk in it. It takes the Holy Spirit to walk in this. And so you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If there's anybody here tonight who hasn't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, man, you need to receive it. You need to speak in tongues. It's absolutely essential. Somebody says, so do you believe that you have to have the Holy Spirit to go to heaven? No, I don't. I believe you can get there without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe you can get there quicker without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because you aren't going to understand the things of God. And you aren't going to walk in the power of God. And something will kill you along the way. But you'll still go to heaven. No, you don't have to have the Holy Spirit. You get to have the Holy Spirit. It's a tremendous benefit and asset. Boy, what a blessing it is. Is there anybody in here who does not have this baptism of the Holy Spirit? You don't speak in tongues, but you'd like to receive it. Anybody here tonight?
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on what we've already been given in Christ. This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
Let me remind you once again that today is our last day to make the teaching in this set available as a gift. And so please call or write today. And when you request these materials, also please ask someone to pray with you about receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. A lot of people just have heard of this, but they really don't understand the benefit of it, and so they aren't real motivated. If you have understood what I've talked about the last few days, then you ought to be motivated to receive this, something that will allow you to tap into the perfect mind of Christ. So please call the number and request the materials and also receive prayer.